Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 15th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. JP Morgan Chase to offer digital payroll processing. JP Morgan has announced it is introducing digital payroll processing, aiming to cater more to small business customers. Zoho introduces its billing software. Tech company Zoho has introduced its billing software, expanding its current application, Zoho Subscriptions. Opus facilitates FedNow service integration for banks and financial institutions. Opus Technologies has stated that it will assist banks and fintechs in adopting the Federal Reserve's FedNow service, enabling real-time payments and customer-centric solutions. Shift4 partners with RedWeek. U.S.-based integrated payments and commerce technology company Shift4 has announced its partnership with RedWeek in order to process its payments. GEP partners with MasterCard to better B2B payments. Procurement and supply chain AI-driven software provider GEP has announced a partnership with MasterCard to embed its virtual card technology for improved B2B payments. Recharge expands digital prepaid payments with StartSelect acquisition. Netherlands-based prepaid payments provider Recharge has successfully acquired StartSelect, a digital gift and gaming card company. Lulu Money, Endava launch Digit 9. Lulu Money has partnered with Endava to launch Digit 9, a multi-currency cross-border transactions platform, in the UAE. BlueSnap partners with Big Time Software. Payments orchestration platform BlueSnap has partnered with Big Time Software to provide Canadian clients with online payments and financial management products. Citi launches 4 new payment solutions for financial institutions. US-based Citi has launched a set of 4 payment solutions addressed to its financial institution clients. Cashfree Payments launches one-step UPI payment service. India-based payments and API banking solutions company Cashfree Payments has launched its UPI plug-in service for mobile-first businesses. Prelim partners with Colony Bank to support digital onboarding. US-based digital onboarding solutions provider Prelim has partnered with Georgia-based Colony Bank to support the latter's digital transformation. IDVerse partners with Nemo to fast-track home loans. Digital ID verification provider IDVerse has partnered with Australia-based online lending platform Nemo Industries to accelerate customer onboarding when applying for a loan. EBA Clearing furthers fraud-fighting functionality. EBA Clearing has issued the specifications for its Pan-European Fraud Pattern and Anomaly Detection, FPAD, functionality and is running analytical pilots, with 9 banks engaged in the data model training. MoneyCollect implements Verify's RDR solution. Hong Kong-based payment service provider MoneyCollect has partnered with Verify in order to implement its RDR solution to control chargeback rates. Socure partners with Public to launch investment service in the UK. Digital identity verification solutions provider Socure has partnered with US-based multi-asset investment platform Public. GR4VY expands Cloud Vault as a service. Cloud-native payments infrastructure provider GR4VY has expanded its enterprise-level Vault as a service, VAS, to merchants of all sizes. Bitwave buys crypto accounting platform Gilded. U.S.-based digital asset financier Bitwave has acquired Gilded to augment accounting and enterprise solutions amid the improving clarity in accounting and tax regulations in the U.S. Deutsche Bank partners with Taurus. Deutsche Bank has integrated technology from Taurus to globally establish digital asset custody and tokenization services. Fipto raises 15 million euros in a seed funding round. France-based treasury management fintech Fipto has raised 15 million euros in a seed funding round led by Serena and Motier Ventures. Irish fintechs bemoan lack of state support. Innovation within Ireland's banking sector has been hindered by a lack of government funding, claims a newly published report. Citi joins blockchain bond exchange. Global custodian Citi Securities Service has announced its membership of BondBlox Bond Exchange, BBX, a DLT-based platform that claims to be the world's first fractional bond exchange. Proximity launches digital voting service in U.S. Investor communications platform Proximity has launched its digital voting service in North America. Bill Michael joins RegTech firm Novatus Global. Novatus Global, the risk and regulation consultancy and technology solution provider, is pleased to announce the appointment of Bill Michael as head of strategy and member of the board. How tech is changing the checkout process. The final stage of any grocery shopping trip, the checkout process, has long been a significant pain point for many consumers. IndusInd Bank launches virtual commercial card. India-based IndusInd Bank has launched virtual commercial card, a credit card that aims to redefine cross-border transactions. IDenFi partners with Kestrel to offer IDV solutions. IDenFi, a global regtech offering AI-based identity verification and fraud prevention tools, has announced a partnership with UK-based fintech specializing in Islamic finance Kestrel. Playtech partners with IDverse. Online gaming software supplier Playtech has partnered with IDverse to scale player onboarding and verification. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.